Hi, I'm Tara Lee, and welcome to Starbeing, your cosmic journey to self-discovery, higher consciousness, and spiritual exploration. This podcast serves as a guiding light, illuminating the path to wisdom, healing, and conscious living. Let Starbeing ignite your inner light as we transcend limitations and tap into the universal consciousness that unites and empowers all of us.
Welcome to episode 6, Transformation Through Equinoxes and Eclipses. I have just returned from an incredible holiday in Sweden, Finland, and Norway. Particularly Norway was a dream destination that I had wanted to go to since my early 20s. So I absolutely loved that. Going down the coast, the scenery is just like a moving postcard. It is absolutely breathtaking. I also got to snowboard, which I love, and I had an incredible opportunity to learn how to drift on snow and ice with Porsche, which was so much fun. And so this holiday for me really reflected how much more I need to tap into adventure and play and joy and rest. And yeah, that was my biggest takeaways. So that is something that I'm going to be focusing more of in this year. So firstly, the equinox, which is occurring on March 20th, is a time for new beginnings. And it's believed that any actions taken during this period have an impact on the rest of the year. So this is that powerful time for balance, renewal, for manifestation. We really want to tune into these equinox energies and align our body back to the natural rhythms of the earth. And this is the opportunity to do that. And so deepening your spiritual practice, cultivating that harmony and that balance within your life. And why I keep saying balance is because equinoxes are about that equal length of day and night. And so the overall theme is that equilibrium, and that, you know, comes back to our life. Where are we out of balance? Where do I need to bring that balance back? In spiritual terms, the equinoxes are seen as a powerful time to connect us to the higher realms of consciousness and energy. So, you know, it's a greater opportunity to connect to the divine, accessing those higher wisdoms, those insights, but also to identify and release old patterns or blockages that might be holding you back. So depending where you are, it will be the spring or the autumn equinox. So for the northern hemisphere, the spring equinox, this is particularly associated with themes of rebirth, renewal, and new beginnings. It's this time where new life emerges, a time for awakening. It's time to plant the seeds both literally and metaphorically and set intentions for the coming year, because in Vedic astrological calendar year, the new year starts in April. And so then the southern hemisphere with the autumn equinox, this is associated with themes of gratitude and letting go. And it's a time for harvest where we're reaping the rewards of our efforts. We're reflecting on the abundance in our lives. So this is a time to, yeah, give thanks, that gratitude, let go, and starting to prepare for the quieter, introspective energies of the winter months. So in Ayurveda, which is a sister science to Jyotish or Vedic astrology, also known as the science of life, this is where we do a lot of protocols on with the body to prepare this time for the change of season. So this change of season deeply affects us on all levels, not only mentally and emotionally, but also physically. So this is a time in Ayurveda where we will typically cleanse before the change of season. And this is considered essential for maintaining our optimum health and well-being and, yeah, aligning our body's internal balance with, you know, what's happening in the external environment. So really tapping into those rhythms. So it's an opportunity for balancing, purifying, and rejuvenating the body and the mind so we can better adapt to the seasonal changes and then thrive throughout the year. And so this is a time where I notice with my clients at the change of seasons, just coming up to it, is a time that there'll be more flus, more colds, that type of thing. So yeah, it's very interesting how Ayurveda is always preparing our bodies, you know, with the seasonal changes. So for the change of season in the Northern Hemisphere, spring is a time to take care of your Kapha dosha. And Kapha dosha in Ayurveda is made up of earth and water. And so this is the Kapha is typically heavy and cold and soft and slow and stable and thick. And so in Ayurveda, we're always balancing with the opposite qualities. And so this means you can counteract the influence of Kapha dosha in the body in spring by using more of a Ayurvedic spring diet and lifestyle, which is light and warm and dry and active. And so this is where we will use more bitter, pungent and astringent taste and focusing on exercising, yoga, walking, Pilates, running, and also using more warming spices like pepper and our mustard seeds and ginger, cloves and cayenne pepper. And this is where we want to bring change to your everyday routine. So introduce new things on a constant basis. And it's all about that stimulation, and we really want that to avoid stagnation. So yeah, movement is really important and rising early at this time as well. Then when it comes to the Southern Hemisphere in autumn, this is considered Vata season, which is air and ether. So this is a time when the energy of movement and, you know, the change in the air and the cool air and the drying can be stimulating and exhausting. And to, you know, counteract this, to balance the Vata, it's making choices of consistency and, you know, grounding warmth as well. So this is the ideal time to ground the mind, the body and the spirit. And particularly if there is more anxiety and things like that, which, you know, Vata, which is the air and the ether, too much of that, too much of movement can really put that into overdrive. So remembering the opposite quality, which is that grounding. And this is where we really want to focus on our fixed routine to, you know, avoid that overstimulation. And so when it comes to exercise at this point of time, movement that doesn't have too much variation, but it's building the strength. So walking, short hikes, yoga, Pilates. And then this is more of a focus of early to bed before 10 p.m., avoiding cold drinks and more going for warmth here. And this is a really good time for body massages and head massages for that grounding as well. And so then coming into the eclipses, the eclipse season. So first of all, starting us off on the 24th or the 25th, depending where you are, of March, we have a full moon in Virgo, which is a lunar eclipse. And I'm going to mention the degree point because if you are really into your astrology and know your chart well, I feel like this might be helpful. So in Virgo, this is in the 10th degree, 55. And what you want to look at with that is if you have any planets in that degree point, and yeah, look more into how that will impact. And then I'm just going to mention here, so then we have the new moon on the 8th and 9th of April, and this is the solar eclipse. And so this is in the sign of Pisces at 25 degrees 11. And so in Vedic astrology, eclipses are considered significant celestial events, and they can have impact on our lives in many ways. So eclipses bring change and transformation, and the eclipse season, it's said, is when your individual journey intersects with the path of your destiny. So these eclipses, these cosmic events, is the universe using this cosmic energy to bring you back into alignment with your purpose. And so I think there can be some fear around eclipses because, you know, change is can be challenging, but I really want to give more of an empowering lens on this and, you know, how we can harness this transformation energy of the eclipse to really facilitate that personal growth, the healing and the spiritual evolution. And that's why I'm always working with these cosmic energies to really maximize it and harness it. And when you understand the language of it, yeah, just you become in flow. And so mentioning here as well that the period between eclipses is considered a sensitive time. So this is known as in eclipse season between the waves. And this is that period that lasts around 15 days, and it is believed that the energy and the influence of the eclipses continue to be active during this time. And so that's why I've mentioned both here, the full moon Virgo lunar eclipse on the 24th, 25th of March, and then the period between, and then the new moon, which is the solar eclipse on the 8th, 9th of April. And so having this awareness is really important. And so firstly, focusing on the lunar eclipse that we have coming up on the 24th, 25th of March, this in simplistic terms is functioning like a triple strength full moon. And I like saying that because we know at the time of the full moon, you know, how powerful it is, how more of our emotions can be highlighted, and also things are being brought up to the spotlight for the full illumination of the moon. And so giving yourself that compassion during this time as well, and obviously others. But the lead up to a full moon can be intense. And then when I say this is the triple strength, then you can start to understand the energy and the strength that we're working with. So lunar eclipses are associated with culminations and release. They tend to be more emotional, signaling more final endings. And they can also make us sentimental. It can stir up old memories, old dreams, that anything that has been really submerged in the depths of our subconscious mind can now rise to the surface. And this is why they're so potent and why I really want to encourage you to have awareness during this time. Keep a journal. And when we're consciously looking, you can really notice it. And, you know, working with my clients, it's profound what happens during the eclipse seasons. And this is why I love them. This eclipse in particular is taking place in the South Node, and or in Vedic astrology terms, in Ketu. And what this means is that what will be influenced is already part of your life, or potentially what is changing. And this energy, again, it gives you the opportunity to assess and release what is no longer serving you, what is no longer serving your higher self. And this is where we talk about coming into alignment. And so this is more of, and I don't like using this word, but more of those fated new beginnings coming into your life, because coming back on the path. And so the South Node relating more to elements of fate, more of that, you know, that karma, good or bad, will be returned to us. This is the energy of this upcoming eclipse. And so we can use the energy of this full moon combined with this eclipse to bring shifts in our consciousness and heighten our intuition. So using this time to seek clarity and guidance from within, and trusting your intuition and your inner wisdom to guide you in making the decisions and navigating any of life's challenges is how we want to use this energy. So this is a time for self-reflection, taking that time for introspection and reflection, and really amplifying your spiritual practices, like I said, with this intuition. So really exploring your subconsciousness, your spiritual beliefs, and, you know, tapping into and discerning what is truly important in your life. This is a reassessment point, and this cosmic timing, is happening at the time of the astrological new year. So it's all divine. It's all setting up like clockwork. The eclipses are associated with letting go of old patterns, our beliefs, our behaviors. So really reflecting on areas of your life where you feel stuck or stagnant, and consider what you can release to make room. And this is important, especially when it comes to, you know, creating space for new opportunities and growth of what we really want. And I like to use that analogy of the full wardrobe, you know, where there's no more space to fit any new clothes. So, you know, it's when we take, you know, remove that clothing and make space. And that's how I look at us creating that space in our lives for the opportunities. And the first step is, you know, identifying what we want and what we don't want. So when it comes to eclipses and this really embracing change and be open to new experience and perspectives that might come your way during this time. So allowing yourself and focusing on, okay, how can I be adaptable and flow with these changes rather than resisting them? And hopefully that can be in the back of your mind, because it is, a hard one to do when if it is emotional. So using this energy of eclipses to, you know, have that intention of positive change and growth in your life, and focusing on areas of your life you want to expand, and particularly a time for expanding our spiritual awareness, improving our health, our well-being, and overall also practicing grounding, because when there is, you know, we don't want to be stagnant, but if there is a lot of change happening, this is where the grounding is important. So with this shifting energies, you know, especially more in the southern hemisphere with this Vata element, practices such as meditation, yoga, spending time in nature, practicing more of that mindfulness to help you stay centered and balanced is going to be really important. So that is a little bit that I wanted to go over with the eclipse energy. And I also wanted to let you know that I am also going to be releasing for the first time a Vedic planner. So it's a calendar that will go from April 2024 to April 2025. And this is the Vedic astrological year. And in that calendar, because I get a lot of requests about what the energy is, because Western astrology is very different, whereas Vedic astrology works with the astronomy and what is actually happening above us. So this gives all the astrological placements of the moon and the big planet shifts. So I've got Mercury retrogrades, where when Venus, Jupiter, Saturn, these planets, that when they shift, we do notice the impact and the influence. And so yes, I'm going to have this available at the end of March. And I have also just opened up my monthly She is Cosmic membership. So this is where I go into where these cosmic placements of the new moon and full moon are transiting for you. So as we know, each of the birth charts has the 12 houses. And so where the full moon and the new moon is happening in a different house each time for you. And so this is an opportunity for us each month to work with that energy of the house, and it's a different area of our life. So this is how we really start to consciously create our life, working in alignment to these rhythms and these cycles. I found it very powerful. And I think this membership has been going for, I want to say, 3 years now. It is just a really beautiful way to start to understand the energy. And I say it's the first place to start getting in sync with the moon cycles. And so I have this open until the end of March, and I only open this a couple of times during the year. So yeah, if this is interesting to you, I also have that available. So I hope this episode was helpful. I am super excited about the upcoming guest episodes that I have lined up, and I will speak to you very soon.
Thanks for tuning in to Star Being. May the wisdom shared resonate in your soul. Until next time, stay connected and keep reaching for the stars. This is Star Being signing off.